All right. Thank you so much for listening into the Conscious Awareness and Mind Growth Academy. It is another episode of your blessing. Get ready to learn some, teach one, and share with all, so that together we can live in oneness, happy and fulfilled. I'm your host, Gardner, alongside Lulu. Today we are talking about
the people who just in your mind, just because you're going to the village, let's save me. And because in my mind there's that car blockage, yeah? There's that fear, actually it's always a fear. Yeah? Like, I don't want to be in the village, this and that. You just have to confront your fear. If you take it off, you know, you'll not fear anymore. You'll start seeing the positive side of it. It's not about where you are, it's about what you're feeding your mind with. You know, it's the most important thing. What are you adding to yourself every single day? What bricks are you adding to your life every single day? Regardless of where you are, that is why you find a child on the street, they've gone from the street. Let me give an example of Bobby Wine. You know, his history or where he came from didn't you know, didn't affect him. Of course, maybe it did positively or negatively, but it still became. So where you are currently or where you are now doesn't justify what you're going to be or where you're going to end up at. It should be optimistic. I've heard people say, I was speaking to a friend of mine, I think 2 days ago. Long-term friend, I think I lived with her. She was one time my housemate. She was telling me, you've not changed. You're always very positive like you used to be. And then I'm like, okay. There's something she affirmed to me. I'm like, okay, I just need to keep on working on this. You know, she's like, you haven't changed. The entire time we were friends, I was just positive. Even when we didn't have, you know, what to eat, I was very positive. I always had this mind of, you know, I'm going to be rich, I'm going to do this. So most times, most of them check in to see if I'm already there. And I suffer when they speak to me. I still don't sound exactly the same way I used to sound. Then I sound better. So in them, I think they are like, okay, I think she already made it. So you are who you think you are.
Definitely, you are who you think you are, because life, your destiny is 100% based upon you. It's in your hands. So for it to come to you, you should do something for it to come to you. It won't come to you in abstract. There should be a cause that makes the effect. You know, there's a story of a very old man. He got up early in the morning at 3 a.m. He went fishing. So he was there at 3. It came to 4 a.m. That's an hour. He hadn't fished anything. His hook was still in the swamp, waiting for fish, but hadn't caught. Now suddenly, a few hours past 4, he saw a young boy who came and started throwing stones in the swamp. From the other side, he kept throwing stones. Now this man looked at this young boy, and in his mind he was thinking, what the hell is he doing? I'm here fishing, he's now throwing stones, the fish are going to run away. Now on top of throwing stones, he was also playing very loud music. The man got so angry, this young boy came and went to the other side, but closer to him, you know. Now he got his hook, put his worm, then had to throw it also in the swamp. Now the old man looked at him, was like, now this guy, he's playing loud music, he has been throwing stones in the swamp, what the hell is he doing? Before even he completed like a minute, the boy had already fished. He was getting the fish off his hook, putting in his bucket. Now the old man looked at him, was like, that was just chance. The boy put another worm on his hook, threw it in the pond, in the swamp. A few minutes, he got another fish. This man was like, the first it was chance, now it is just a coincidence, he's showing off. The boy put his fish in the bucket, he got another worm, put on the hook and threw. The third time he got another bigger fish. The man was like, I think now I should go and ask him, because it's no longer chance, it's no longer showing off. I think he knows what he's doing. So the old man came to the young boy and asked him, you've come throwing stones. Now you're playing music, loud music, but you're fishing. How are you doing it? The young boy told him, whenever you come here early in the morning to fish, remember fish are like human, they're also sleeping. Now what you have to do first, I had to throw stones in the swamp so that I can awaken them. Now when they are awake, they are hungry, just like you, how you wake up going to have breakfast. So I had to come with my loud music. Fish have ears. Because now they are hungry and awake, they have to follow where the sound is coming from. Now I put my worm on my hook and throw. Now they come following the sound, following the food and the worm,
the sound.
And I catch. As simple as that. So simply put, your destiny is in your hands. You need to do something. Don't sit like the old man and wait that it will come to you. You need to do something like the young boy. Throw stones, play music, get the hook. But the biggest thing is throw the hook. You know? Now in that process, you'll be able to get what you desire to do and have. But everything is ignited by your ability to do something so that you can attract that you desire. So not just sitting and waiting and praying.
We are throwing stones, you know?
Yes, you throw stones. You never know which side of the fish is going to come from.
You never know where the stone will land at. You could be good at something. It still goes back to your divine helpers or destiny helpers. Every one of us here on earth, all people that have made it in life, people that have achieved, the people that we see up there on the top of the world, they did get there in one day. It was because there was a helping hand somewhere. There was someone who saw maybe their talent and, you know, said this person is good and supported, you know. There was someone maybe who saw their work, maybe they did a project somewhere, the project was good. And then someone saw the other person, they'd done the work for, they are like, okay, please give me this person's contact. And that is how their, you know, business or customer base or clientele base began growing. So you could be there and just someone will just start to hear your conversation, and that will be enough. They'll look for you from your conversation. And then the distance between us right now and where we want to be is just that one person that will appreciate, that has been looking for this kind of work. And they're like, you know what, you know, I would want to work with you. And then you're getting an endorsement just like that.
As you said, the distance between what you are and what you want to be is somebody between. But to a greater extent, the distance between what you want to be and what you are is what you're doing today.
What you're doing today,
yes.
The daily bricks you're adding to your building, to you.
Yes. So out of that, you know, out of that you're doing today, then somebody comes up to help. You know, for example, if Jesus was not up into redeeming humanity, he wouldn't have met the disciples. Neither would he have needed the disciples. If Martin Luther King was not out trying to fight segregation, you know, he wouldn't have met Clementine. It's called Clementine something, who wrote his I Have a Dream speech, you know. Jeff Kennedy taking the man to the moon, he wouldn't have met, it's called Ted Sorensen. Yes, Ted Sorensen. You know the story of Ronaldo, Cristiano Ronaldo, and Albert Fatura. When they were in the academy, the scouts had come to look for young footballers. And these two had become friends, who were friends, who were training, playing together. Now they wanted to take the one who had scored more goals. So when it came to scoring, both Ronaldo and Fatura had 1-1 goal. Now, time came when Fatura had already, he had bypassed the defenders, bypassed the goalkeeper, was just remaining to hit the ball in the net. But on the side, he saw Cristiano. So he passed the ball to Cristiano, who scored and got 2 goals. Yes, and they took Cristiano instead. Now, when they asked Fatura why he did it, later, years back, after Cristiano had become a superstar already in Real Madrid, he said he did it because he knew Cristiano was good. He was better than him, and he had seen greatness in him. So he had to give him the pass. So it always starts with, what are you doing for that person to come and aid? So there is always a way that people come into your life. Those that are supposed to help you take that step, you know. A woman and the Holy Spirit have the same word in Hebrew. It's called parakletos, which means helper. You get? But a helper does not come when there is nothing to do. A helper comes to help you finish that you're already doing. So there is always something you're doing for a helper to come into play. You cannot need a helper if you're doing nothing. So it is all about starting. Start on that. And along the way, the universe connects you to what you desire. It connects you to what you need. It connects you to that you want, to take you to that step that you've ever wished for, you know?
The Gardener Show, giving you purpose through mind transformation to live a fulfilled life.